So far, the Arkansas Scholarship Lottery has helped fund more than 275,000 life-changing scholarships for local students, like Arkansans named Jaleese, Spencer, Yvonne, Deviante, and Ruthie. And that education is building a workforce full of experts in fields like computer coding, education, law, healthcare, the arts, and more. That's what we call winning futures. To apply for a lottery scholarship, go to scholarships.ade.edu.
This is winning.
We move to the second quarter now. It's 14-0. Nettleton with the lead. The Raiders with the football after the punt. We'll switch directions, and Nettleton will move right to left now in the second quarter. Their fourth possession of the night. Two receivers on the right side. Young, the single setback. Carter will give it to him. He bounces it to the outside right side. And he's going to take it across the 50 and pulls a tackler with him very near a first down. Looks like he's about a half yard shy.
Boy, he does a good job running with his shoulders low and gets those legs up. Tough to tackle.
Well, they're moving the chains. It was not a first down.
That's the chain game.
Oh, boy. Give him heck, Bob.
You know, now they're going to make them move back. You know, I knew they were out of shape. I knew they couldn't take the pace of the game. You know, and I talked to Bailey and David King about that earlier a couple weeks ago, and they assured me they were in game shape. Oh. Come on, Bailey, change the box to two.
That's Dave trying to change the numbers.
Correction, it is second down and less than a yard.
Buddy's over there, too. Buddy Bodine.
But that's,
yeah,
you know.
So second and about a half yard here for the Raiders. Handoff is to Young. Sweep to the near side.
He's going to be close.
Very close to a first down. One of the newest bombers there, Jose Alonso, in on the tackle that time for Mountain Home. But it is, should be a first down at the 43. They just need about a half yard. They've got it.
He just got it by the length of football, but well played that time by the bomber defense.
Alonzo, a foreign exchange student who just became eligible this week. Bobby, you see a lot of foreign exchange students that come in. They're soccer players. They can kick, but this young man can play linebacker.
This one can play, and he's even got on regular colored shoes.
Here's a handoff to Young straight ahead. He's got a big run. Picks up about 15 on the play, down to 32.
They got up the line of scrimmage, snapped the ball quick, got those big linemen on us, and just ran right by us that time. They've been running on delayed count. That time they snapped it real quick.
11-11 left in this first half. 14-0 Nettleton, but the Raiders moving the ball again. They've got a first down at the Mountain Home 32-yard line. Carter works out of the gun. Two receivers on each side. Now motion to the top side of the field. That's Kane. He's going to set up behind the left tackle. They'll hand it off at the middle to Young, and well played by the Bomber defense.
Well, that's a good job. Defensive end from this side. Well, he got flat just like you're supposed to and got in there and made that tackle. And I can't see.
That's him. That's Alonzo. We just talked about
Alonzo?
Him. Yeah. He played that very well.
He played that very, very well for an exchange student just getting here. He flattened out. Normally you'll see people take a banana route back here, but he flattened out and ran him down from behind.
Ball stealthy, 32-yard line. No gain of the play. Second down and 10 here for the Raiders. Running back on each side of Carter. He fakes the pass, fakes the handoff. The pass across the middle is complete. This is a touchdown, Nettleton. On the receiving end this time is Damian Phillips. Boy, nice play action that time, and Phillips was open across the middle.
Well, once again, when they get inside the corner and there's nobody between them and the ball, and the ball was well thrown that time. Safety was a little late getting there. There's just, when you throw it and can catch it like that, it's tough to defend. Probably need for it to start raining again pretty hard.
That would help, wouldn't it? Golden's extra point is good. 10-12 left in the first half. 21-0 Nettleton. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
The number one ranked community college in the United States is right here. And you can be one of their many success stories. ASU Mountain Home has classes for everyone, be it business, healthcare, information technology, and you can stay close to our gorgeous rivers and lakes as you get your degree from ASU Mountain Home, the number one community college in the country. Look up your future at asumh.edu.
Hi, this is Tim Griffin, your Lieutenant Governor. You know, there's something really special about football in the South. On Friday nights, I'm a Magnolia Panther. My wife, she's a Camden Cardinal. We have fond memories of our days in school. And now, I'm working hard to make Arkansas schools the best they can be and grow good-paying jobs for your kids and mine. I need your support to keep working for Arkansas, and I'm honored to ask for your vote. Paid for by re-elect Tim Griffin for Arkansas.
Nothing. Nettleton with the lead. 10-12 left in the opening half. Golden getting set to kick off once again. High end over end kick. Logan Walker from about the 1 yard line out across the 10, and he's going to be down at about the 15 yard line. That's where the Bombers will start this next drive.
About the 15 yard line. Bombers will start first and 10. Jackson's was there for the Raiders.
Mount Home will move left to right now in the second quarter. First quarter stats, thanks to Sonny Elliott at the Baxter Bulletin. 122 yards of offense for Nettleton, 21 for Mountain Home. 33 rushing for the Raiders. The rest came through the air.
And, you know, we talked about the strength of the defensive front, you know.
Yes.
You remember, everybody's back on that defensive front. They're big and strong.
12 yards for Junior Williams and 12 for Bogie in that first half, first quarter, rather, of action. Here's Junior Williams going left side for Mountain Home, and he's going to take it to about the 19-yard line. He'll pick up four on first down.
Well, they were back in that odd man front that time with the nose man five lineman, and when you get that, you get a little bubble out there. If you attack that bubble, you have a little bit more success. When they jump down in that 6-2 is when we really have problems running the football.
And a nine here for Mountain Home down by three touchdowns here in the second quarter. Tabor will give it to Junior Williams, and he is going to have a first down run across the 25.
Well, we
takes it to the 27.
Came out a little bit different formation, split, and I think the glare is pretty bad. I think we had a slot or twins out there, and that kind of spread them out a little bit and created a seam.
Pick up of about eight to the 27-yard line. A fresh set of downs for Mountain Home. Their third first down of the first half. Rain's pretty well stopped here. .906 left first half action. Tabor will give it to Junior Williams, and he's going to bang his way across the 30 out to near the, looks like the 31, and pick up a four on first down.
Now we've, that play, and I think the previous one, we actually went unbalanced. We had a tight end and a split end on the same side. Nettleton didn't adjust. We pretty well had him outnumbered that time on the on that tight end and split end side, which is a good move to get more blockers than they got defenders.
Second down and six here for Mountain Home. Was a five-man front. Now they walk a linebacker up. He gets down in a three-point stance, and
that's when they start crowding. That's their 6-2 look when they want to crowd the football. They get the six down linemen, and you know they're in gaps, and the linebackers are just free to run, and they're hard to block. And you key the fullback, and you're not blocked. Normally, you can get to the fullback. I mean, it's just a numbers thing. When you put them down there, it's hard to do.
Junior had a one-yard gain on that carry. So it's third down here for Mountain Home, third and five. Here's the pitch on the option coming to the near side. Hirschberger cuts it back in, and he's actually going to lose about a yard of the play back to the 31. Fourth down coming up.
You know, and we ran that pretty well, but you see their athleticism right there. That was a free safety that came on the pitch man. So that free safety, he's reading option to that play side, and he's running to that alley. If he doesn't see a receiver come at him, he's running to the alley. And he's filling that alley where that pitch is, and he did a good job of getting there.
Fourth down and six here for Mountain Home. Pausch in punt formation.
Oh, God.
And the kick is away. Boy, I tell you what, one of the Raiders got close to blocking that one. This is going to bounce inside the 30, inside the 25, still rolling down to the 20-yard line. A 49-yard punt that time for Pausch. She's had a 49, a 42, and a 49. And one blocked.
I tell you what, that personal protector on this side, number five, Rodriguez Goodwin. He's 5'7", 164 pounds. And he put the blocker. He ran right through him.
He did, didn't he?
He did. Man. He ran right through him. And, you know, you got to attack those people coming at you. You can't catch them.
6:53 left in this opening half, and the Raiders with the football back now. Up by 21. Carter will give it. This is Isom on the carry. He's going to pick up about two, maybe three on the carry. Out to the 23, a three-yard pickup. Second down here for the Raiders. Second and about seven. Carter, play action. Wants to pass across the middle, complete to Kane. He goes up to make the catch at the 40, takes it across the 50, loses the football as he's tackled at the 45 of Mountain Home. And the Bombers have come up with it. Recovered at the 42.
Well, that was more like a basketball alley-oop than a pass. He just kind of threw it and shot, put it in again, and the big kid went up and got it. And good job of stripping the ball out of him.
He got to about the 45 of Mountain Home, was being tackled when the ball came out, and Mountain Home recovers at their own 42-yard line. With 6:10 left in this first half, let's see if maybe that's a not only momentum changer but a game changer for the Bombers. See if they can take advantage of this turnover, first turnover of the night. Strong right formation. Play action. Tabor wants to pass. Looking down the middle. And two receivers there along with two defenders all in the same area. And the ball falls in between all of them. Hits the ground incomplete.
For you know, it's hard to do as a receiver. The coaches want you to run straight down the field. But it's so tough not to bend it inside and run to the middle of the field. It's tough to stay outside. And that's why you see lots of times like, we had two receivers within 5 yards of each other. You know, I don't think that's by design. I think that's just because of human nature. When a receiver runs down the field, unless you're very disciplined, very skilled, you tend to bend to the middle. But it was a good pass.
It was. Second, and he had time.
He had more time plenty of time.
Yep. Wants to pass again. In the flat, little hitch pass on the right side, and it's complete. A flag
face
on
mask.
The play. Thankfully, because the pass goes for no gain, but there's a flag on the tackle that time.
Right, the execution on that was real good. You know, the fake and the pass to Hershberger, Tabor threw a great ball and made a great catch. But you just see the athleticism, that free safety. You know, he's sitting back here and reading that stuff, and he just comes so quick and so hard. That's just a good athlete. If you don't get a body on him, he's going to get there.
The 15-yard face mask penalty is going to move the ball down to the 43 of Nettleton. First down for Mountain Home. That's the first penalty of the ball game. Well, it's the second, actually. We had the kickoff that went out of bounds.
It's kind of reminiscent of Matt Martin's crew. You know, when it's raining, no flags get you home earlier.
First down here, and the ball given to Junior Williams, trying to pass to the outside. He is not going to make it as he is grabbed by big Chris Mitchell, who pulls him to the ground for the tackle.
Boy, Junior's strong, but when that big old boy jumps on your back right there and you got somebody else hanging on your legs, it's tough to do.
No gain on the play. Ball at the 43-yard line. 5:12 left in the first half, 21-0. Nettleton with the lead. Ball at the Nettleton 43-yard line. Deepest penetration of the night for Mountain Home. Four receivers set for Mountain Home. And the ball kept by Tabor as he fakes the handoff, turns it up himself. He's going to pick up about a yard to the 42.
Variation in formation right there, trying to create a seam up the middle to run through. Nettleton doing a good job. I'm not sure they adjusted real well to the formation change, but they did a good job of playing that run.
Third and nine coming up here for Mountain Home at the Nettleton 42 with 4:21 left in this opening half, 21-0 Nettleton. Walker will be the wide out to the left side now for Mountain Home. Peters tied on the right side, third and nine. And the pass looking for Peters is tipped and it's incomplete. Ball was tipped to the line of scrimmage. It brings up a fourth and nine for Mountain Home.
Big old 74, Jay Pilgrim, 6'1", 320 pounds. Got a big old paw up and knocked that one down.
Tell you what, between Mitchell and Bradley and Pegram in there, they've got some beef up front, don't they?
Goodness gracious.
Bombers will be forced to punt. Pausch ready to punt this one away.
Awesome back deep, punting for the Bombers.
Good snap, and Pausch gets the kick away. It's going to bounce inside the 20, the 15, the 10. Isom fields it at the 5 and tripped up there. Nice play downfield. Gavin Magoo downfield from Mountain Home makes the tackle.
Well, good job getting down there and just, you know, that's the first thing Nettleton's coach probably don't want you picking it up inside the 10-yard line like that, a bouncing ball, but a nice play by Gavin to get down there, and this is what we want. Make them go 94 yards with the football. Hopefully they'll make another mistake, another turnover, big penalty, or something like that.
3:56 left in this first half. They're going to spot the ball at the 7, it looks like. So that's where the Raiders will have it. Carter works out of the shotgun. And the handoff is to Young. Young running right side. He's got a first down run. Well, maybe a yard shy. The mark of his knee down at the 16-yard line. A
little motion that time right there. Once again, motion from the spread formation is it affects your attention span. It makes you look away from where you're supposed to sometimes, and that's why you see a lot of it and movement in the backfields anymore.
Second and nine here for the Raiders. And Carter hands it off. This is Isom who's back into the ball game. And running back has a first down run across the 20. Tripped up from behind and takes it to the 22-yard line. Peters coming up to make the tackle for the Bombers. Pickup of 6.
And we did a good job that time plugging the hole on that side right there. Made him bounce outside, and he got that gain with his speed.
So a fresh set of downs with 3:11 left in this first half. Nettleton up by 3 touchdowns. Carter will give it.
Nice play.
Isom
right
tries
there
to bounce it out, and the Bombers played that well. One of the first Bombers up there defensively.
Played that real well. Got up the field, got penetration. Hit him in the backfield, pulled him down. Nice defensive play.
2-yard pickup brings up 2nd and 8 here for the Goblins. Good grief, for the Raiders. 2:35 left before halftime. Carter on the play action pass. It's incomplete. Intended that time for Rogers on the slant from the left side, and it's going to bring up 3rd down.
Pass from Carter.
Stops the clock with 2:23 left in this first half. So 3rd and 8 now for this Nettleton offense. See if the Bombers defense can get a stop here and get that football back and have another possession before halftime. Trips to the right side for the Raiders. Carter's pass that way with a screen, and it's going to be a 1st down across the 35. Out to about the 38-yard line.
Josh, that's the same play. That same play we saw at Harrison several times last week, where they just you go trips one side, run those receivers inside the receivers down the field, and the split man just takes a lateral step and comes back underneath them.
Ninth first down of the night. Kane on the receiving end that time. Handoff this time is to Rodgers. He takes it across the 40.
Well, they went quick that time to make you think they're going to in a hurry up offense and just try to pop a big dive play. Good job playing the dive.
2 yard gain to the 41. So it's second and 8 here for Nettleton. And is there in a little more hurry up mode. Under 2 minutes now left in this first half. Trips to the near side, the left side of the formation. Second and 8. Carter. Looking across the middle for Kane. It's incomplete as Peters knocks it away. Kane, a big young man. And
well, Peters,
able to deflect that away.
Peters using his rebound ability right there. They're just running a big tight end down the middle of the field and throwing it up and hoping he can outjump them.
Kane is 6'3", and Peters able to go up and swat that one away now.
It must have been a flag.
I don't see one. It must be on the
– I see one laying on the far side over there.
Okay. Officials talking about it. And the ball was at the 41.
Ineligible downfield.
Okay. So the incompletion would bring up third down if you decline it. Or do you want to move them further back, Bob?
I think you move it further back now because it's 1:41 left. You want to make them go as far as they can, even if where they were to hold them and punt them. And, you know, we'd probably get the ball back inside our 30 or the 25 and be tough for us to score.
Moves back to the 30, about the 36-yard line with the penalty mark off. So second down and about 12 here for the Raiders. Carter wants to pass right side.
Boy,
almost intercepted. Another flag on the play. And I'll tell you what, he is making an immediate impact on this game defensively. And that's Jose Alonso, his first game, almost intercepted the pass.
We did a good job. I see the flag. We're going to decline this, look like procedure. Ineligible again.
Another one.
I think they're covering up one of the receivers on the far side. Somebody's too many people on the line of scrimmage.
Bombers will decline this one. It brings up third and about 12.
Nelson's quarterback is not the passer they had last year either.
Definitely not. 1:35 left in the first half. Third and about 12 here from the 37 of Nettleton. Trips to the right side, and under pressure, Carter is going to tuck it. Now he has a little room, passes incomplete. Had to throw the ball across his body, never could get it to the receiver. Good job with coverage, good job with the pass rush up front.
Well, we brought a corner off the edge right there and made him run wide, made him get wide, and did a good job with disrupting the play.
Fourth and 12, and Nettleton's going to have to punt the football away. Big stand by the Bomber defense with 1:29 left in this first half. Bombers will not put anybody back deep to return the punt. The quarterback, Carter, punter, he kicks it away. It's going to bounce to the 35, inside the 30. Boy, it takes a big roll inside the 20. 15 down to the 11-yard line. Boy, Carter got the roll on that one. 52-yard punt. So the Bombers will have 89 yards to go if they want to score before halftime. 1:17 left before halftime. Mounting on with one timeout left in the first half. Nettleton leading 21-0. And we'll start this drive from their 11-yard line. Bombing. Tabor will give it to Junior Williams, and Junior going to find his way out to the 15 to pick up a four on first down.
Junior Williams takes the ball out.
69 seconds left in this first half.
The second and six. Pickham was there for the
Pope brings the play in from the sideline. 57 seconds left in the half. Second and six for Mountain Home from their 15-yard line. By the way, Nettleton will get the ball to start the second half. Here's the handoff, and boy, Tatum Bashirs is leveled in the backfield.
Was.
And leading the way that time defensively for the Raiders was Jadarius Brown, one of the linebackers.
Lost for about 2 yards, be third down and eight.
And a timeout in Nettleton. They think they can get the ball back. A third long here, and there's still 30 seconds left in the half. It's 21-0. Nettleton leads it. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Integrity First Bank has that smile, style, and winning way. We are the only locally chartered bank that is headquartered right here in Mountain Home and have been since 1963. That's over half a century of Bomber spirit. Being locally headquartered means most of our staff at Integrity First are Mountain Home graduates who bleed the blue and gold. We are proud to support the communities where we live, work, raise our families, and invest in our future. We value our hometown relationships, community commitment, and our priority to keep Integrity First. Go Bombers!
30 seconds left in this first half. Nettleton using their first timeout. They want to see if they can get the football back before halftime.
Want to see if they can make us punt it and try to block a punt.
Ball's at the 13-yard line right now. It's third and about eight here for Mountain Home. Nettleton leading 21-0. Some interesting scores around the state. Matt and the latter part of our halftime show. We'll run down all those for us. Mountain Home tennis coach Calvin Henry is going to join us at halftime. He'll be our halftime interview this evening.
Does he know it?
I don't think so. Somebody better tell him. Third and eight here for Mountain Home. And the ball given to Junior Williams straight ahead to the 14. He picks up one and a timeout with 25 seconds left in this first half. So we'll break. 25 seconds left before halftime. The Bombers trailing 21-0. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
There's nothing better than watching the Bombers win a great football game. It takes a whole team to make it happen. Kind of like the team at Dewey & Sons Plumbing. They've been providing the Twin Lakes area with the best in plumbing, whether it's new construction, remodel, or emergency repairs for over 40 years, and supporting the Bombers that long as well. When you need plumbing service, remember the plumber number, available 24/7, 425-4868. Dewey & Sons. Go Bombers!
25 seconds left in this opening half. Nettleton with a 21-0 lead, but the Bombers about to punt away from their own 14-yard line. Isom, the return man, he's going to go back somewhere around midfield getting ready to return this one. He takes some gambles as he feels those punts. High snap through the hands of Pausch out of the end zone for a safety. The snap was a little high that time. Pausch couldn't pull it down, and it's a safety, and it's now a 23-0 game. As Nettleton gets 2 points, and now they're going to get the football back. And well, they've got some players that can definitely break free. We've seen that tonight. You got to make sure you don't give up something else here before halftime.
No, you're going to kick it off from your own 20, so that means they're going to get it pretty quick.
22 seconds left before halftime, and it's now a 23-0 game. And the Bombers will kick from their own 20. Well, the rain has stopped. Good news. I know we were looking at scores a little bit ago. There's a lot of games around the state delayed because of lightning.
A lot of them Western Arkansas.
Yeah.
Nearly every one of them over delayed.
We've been lucky. It was great all through the warm-ups to the national anthem. Just before the teams came on the field, rain started. We had light rain through most of the first quarter, and it's stopped since then.
Johnson!
22 seconds left here before halftime. Bombers getting ready for the free kick after the safety, and Pouse will have it. He will punt the football from the 20-yard line. It's a high, short kick taken by the Raiders at the 47-yard line. The fair catch called for and made there by Carl Lewis. You think they let Carl run with speed?
I think Carl was probably in the order to fair catch it. Because he he really has the speed and athleticism. He wanted to try to get back to the middle of the field, I think.
So at their own 47-yard line is where the Raiders will take over here with 21 seconds left in this first half. One timeout left for the Raiders.
Back up and don't let them have anything deep.
Trips to the left side. Pump once. Now Carter looking deep. Has a man open at the 30. It's completed the 20, the 15, the 10, and out of bounds at the 10-yard line.
That was the same play that reminiscent of the same play that Harrison ran against us with three stacks, and you run the first two down in a little bit, and the last receiver runs a little wheel route, and quarterback made a much better pass that time than what he's been throwing.
He did. It was Damian Phillips on the receiving end of that 43-yard pass. So now it's first and goal at the 10 for the Raiders. Carter to pass. Left side looking to the corner. And it's going to be incomplete.
Flag.
There's pass interference. Bombers. It was intended for Kane. They'd hit him long before the ball got there.
Yeah, one referee wasn't going to throw it, and one in the middle threw it, so he had to throw his too. But it was pass interference.
So that's going to be
3 seconds left.
Half the distance to the goal, and to move it to the 5-yard line. First penalty of the game against Mountain Home. So it's going to be first and goal from the 5 here for the Raiders. With 3 seconds left in the half.
One play.
And they'll take their final timeout. We'll break as well. It's 23-0 Nettleton. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided quality orthopedic care since 1983, from consultation and advanced diagnostic testing continuing through surgery, in-house therapy, and follow-up. If you're ready to reclaim the joy of life you once lived, more mobile and pain-free, Drs. Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell repair bones, joints, and muscles that work for a living and love to play. Let their experience, skill, and focus on convenient, cost-effective services for their patients put you back in motion.
You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7, KCTT, Yellville, Mountain Home.
He says,
Bob and I were just talking here during the break. Well, what do you do here? Do you pass? Do you run? What do you do? And Bob says, run. I said, I think I'll throw to that big Kane kid, let him go get it. But when they were having their offensive ball, Kane wasn't even in the mix there. So they'll send trips out to the right. They'll spread the field out. Let's see if they want to give it to
we
the running back.
Offsides.
And the Bombers jumped off sides. Wow. That is actually Phillips that's in the backfield. That's not one of the two running backs that's in the backfield. That's going to move the ball down to the 3-yard line with the penalty.
All right, now you see Kane to the other side. He's going to be the only receiver to this side. Now you might see him throw it and go up and get it.
Kane is 6'3". That's Logan Walker out there. He's going to have man coverage on him. And Walker is 5'9". And again, Phillips is the single setback back there with Carter. Trips to the right side. Last play of the half. Play action. They'll throw it Kane's way, and he catches it for the touchdown. The Bombers had him at about the 1-yard line. Nobody wrapped him up. He spins out of the tackle and gets into the end zone for the score.
But what he did was he did a good job of getting between the defender and the quarterback. And he's so big.
Yes.
You know, our defender couldn't get around him, and while we were trying to knock the ball down, well, he caught it and spun, got into the end zone. It was just and you knew that was going to happen when they moved him to the over that side by itself. You were going to get the one-on-one matchup.
The rain has started again. The extra point is good, and we have reached halftime. It is 30-0. Nettleton with the lead as they head to the locker room as they score on the final play of the first half. 30-0, Nettleton with the lead, halftime. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
It's halftime. Stay tuned for the Acumen Audio Halftime Show, coming up next on Classic Hits 101.7.
Acumen Audio knows it's Bomber football time, and the Sound Pros want you to have the best tailgating experience possible. Clean up the bed of your truck with a fresh Superliner sprayed-in bed liner. Keep looking cool with professional window tint with a lifetime warranty from SolarGuard. And don't worry, when the weather gets colder, be ready with a remote start for your ride from Acumen Audio. Call the Sound Pros now to get your appointment, 425-8488, or stop by the corner at 62 and Bomber Boulevard in Mountain Home. Go Bombers!
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The worth ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Integrity First Bank has that smile, style, and winning way. We are the only locally chartered bank that is headquartered right here in Mountain Home and have been since 1963. That's over half a century of Bomber spirit. Being locally headquartered means most of our staff at Integrity First are Mountain Home graduates who bleed the blue and gold. We are proud to support the communities where we live, work, raise our families, and invest in our future. We value our hometown relationships, community commitment, and our priority to keep Integrity First. Go Bombers!
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Since 1983, Knox Orthopedics has offered continuity of care from consultation and testing through surgery, therapy, and follow-up. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in state-of-the-art evaluation and treatment of bone and joint disease, including arthroscopic surgery. The clinic features a complete radiology unit with MRI and outpatient surgery site and in-house therapy, providing convenience and cost-effectiveness. Physician referral is not required. Call 424-3400 or visit knoxorthopedics.com to start on your road to recovery.
For more than 70 years, the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas's vision has mirrored our vision. Tackle any obstacle to deliver reliable, affordable power to Arkansans. Our 17 electric distribution cooperatives have more than 60% of our state covered. Our team of over 2,000 employees work day and night providing power to more than half a million homes, farms, businesses, and of course, your hometown football field. The Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas, powering the thrill of Friday Night Lights.